Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We are with John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America. Yeah, the Orioles have four of the top 102 picks, so they have an opportunity to really build themselves. They may have a lot more next year's draft. I don't know if you've already taken a look at that, but if Wieters gets away, if Chris Davis gets away, and they offer them the one-year deal, then the Orioles could be looking at multiple first-round picks next year, maybe more than that also with some other guys who could get away. The Orioles have 11 pending free agents, guys like Wei-Yin Chen and Bud Norris. So we'll see how it shakes out. But this is a draft where the Orioles can kind of set themselves up here, although you're saying it's not very top-heavy.
It's definitely not top-heavy, but, I mean, maybe it's a better year to have four of 102 rather than pick second and fifth. And I will say that the early buzz in the 2006 class is much stronger. You know, the high school class and the college class both look better for 2006. But there's a 2005 draft to have first, and it's going to be a really real challenging next couple of weeks. There are a lot of clubs that are having their meetings right now and lining up their draft boards, and it's going to be tough. I think a lot of the 30 teams are going to have 30 drastically different boards, and we could see a college closer, Tyler Jay of Illinois, be the first pick in the draft, where the college closer, Tyler Jay, is more likely to start in pro ball as opposed to Carson Fulmer at Vanderbilt or Dylan Tate at UC Santa Barbara, who are starters now but are seen as future relievers. I mean, it's that kind of draft.
Well, I do want to ask you about where all these kids are basically coming from, and that is the collegiate ranks. And for the starter of this college baseball tournament, how deep is this tournament? How excited are you for the 64-team field?
It's a good-looking field, actually, because there's a little bit of parity, but as this year has gone on, there's been separation. And, you know, I feel like LSU is the best team in the country, and they should have been the number one seed. But UCLA is the number one national seed, and that's where Maryland has to go. The Terps got sent out there, and that's a tough regional because Ole Miss is kind of a borderline two seed, had a really good RPI, played a tough schedule, went to Omaha last year. But I feel like Maryland's a much more athletic team in a lot of ways than Ole Miss. And Ole Miss struggled on the mound, so I like Maryland's chances. You know, their pitching depth was better in the Big Ten tournament than it had been during the regular season, especially on the starting pitching after Schwarren has been the whole issue all year. But they have a bona fide ace in Mike Schwarren. I'm not sure I haven't read how Coach Sheff's going to play it this weekend. But usually to win a regional on the road, you hold your ace for the second game. You don't start them in the first. And that's what I would do. But I'll tell you, UCLA is very deep on the mound. They're a skilled team offensively. They're not overly dazzling or tooled-up offensive team, but they have a lot of juniors and seniors who are skilled, older players, know how to move the ball around, they know how to manufacture a run, and they have a first-round draft pick as their ace in James Caprillion. So I'd love to see Caprillion match up with Schwarren. That'd be a marquee matchup around the country. Caprillion threw a no-hitter late in the year, 9 innings of a 10-inning no-hitter that they won in the bottom of the 10th. First no-hitter in UCLA baseball recorded history, if you can believe it.
Wow.
For Jackie Robinson played, Chris Chambliss played. They produced big leaguers. You know, Chase Utley played there. They produced a lot of all-star big leaguers. So it's a program with a lot of great history in terms of players, a national championship in 2013. A lot of players from that team still around this year, including their submarining closer, David Burr, who, if he's going to be a big leaguer, he's like a Darren O'Day.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's impressive.
So, yeah, so this is a real good – I mean, this is a very strong regional. Maryland goes on the road to win this regional like they did last year at USC at Southern California, at South Carolina. It would be a major upset. Like, last year was an upset. This would be a bigger upset.
Last question, John. For those who are kind of new to this tournament before it gets to Omaha, can you break down how it works? It's double elimination here. The Terps are out west in L.A. They're the top seed in the tournament, and they start with Ole Miss on Friday night, as you alluded to.
Yeah.
Where does it go from here? Do two teams get through? Does one team get through? How does it work?
You have 16 four-team tournaments is what this is. So there's 16 sites around the country, four teams, straight double elimination. So then there'll be 16 winners. All those 16 regional winners match up in eight best of three super regionals, and then you repeat the process and you get to the College World Series. Eight teams look at the Omaha in 2 4-team brackets. You play double elimination in each bracket. Those winners match up in a best of three College World Series final. So you can win even if you go perfect. You have to win 10 postseason games in the postseason and college's postseason. I honestly think the College Baseball National Championship is the most difficult championship to win in terms of its format. You have to win 10 games minimum to win it, and you can, and at any time, if you lose two games in a three-day span, you're out. I mean, it's just very difficult, and it can really chew up your pitching. And I just think it's hard to find a format that's less forgiving than this one. So, and it used to be that it was a one-game championship, so you could go perfect all the way through the postseason, and then get to the College Series Finals and lose one game and be out.
Wow.
So, it's a little bit more forgiving than it used to be, but you can go 9-0 through the postseason and then lose your last two games and you don't win the national championship. It's that unforgiving and that tough to win. And, I like the symmetry of the tournament. So this weekend, 16, 14 tournaments, double elimination. And the next weekend, best 2 out of 3 at the 8 Super Regionals, then you repeat it in Omaha.
Great insight from John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America. These few weeks, it's like a Super Bowl, World Series, and NCAA tournament all rolling into one. John, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it.
You know it. I hope you guys are well, and I look forward to talking to you again.
We will. We'll talk right around draft time. That's John Manuel. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.